This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
I think the Man U game last year, we all knew that we were in a bad place. This time, I felt we'd do it today, and say to be 2-1 up not long ago, it doesn't seem that long ago, and Chelsea losing. Just felt like we would have done it, but...
There's a full-time whistle, yeah?
Yeah, full-time's gone. Full-time whistle gone, yeah. Brendan Rodgers shakes the hand of Ryan Mason.
Well, there we go. As Tom was saying there, full-time, Leicester City 2, Tottenham Hotspur 4. Liverpool won. Liverpool beat Palace, but Aston Villa did beat Chelsea, which meant if Leicester won, we would qualify for the top four. But yeah, Leicester have lost today, and we do drop out to fifth place. So it will be Europa League football next season for Leicester. Hard to take. You can see it on the look of me and Tom, on the look of the players, and the look of all the other people who are about to join the show. But yeah. But we'll get Jamie in. We'll get Jamie in for the last. There we go.
Afternoon, lads. How the devil are we? How disappointing was that the way it finished? Chelsea losing and us losing 4-2 to Spurs. It's hard to take again, isn't it? After last year, you thought we'd learned the lessons. I'm not disappointed with the season. I'm just disappointed it's happened again. I mean, we've won the FA Cup. Great, won the FA Cup, and we're fifth in the league. You'd have snapped your hand off at that. Just disappointed. It's hard to take. I don't know. We've not had a bad season. It's just disappointing. That's all it is in my mind. I'm just disappointed the way we finished. We've dropped too many easy points. But yeah, happy with the season. Two top five finishes in the 2 years on the trot. A League Cup semi-final last year. FA Cup winners this year. You've got to be happy, but it's just disappointing that we've let it slip again. So I'm not unhappy, but I'm just disappointed. It's hard to take, isn't it, lads? It's hard to take.
Yes, I think I'm gonna voice opinion of the other side of that fence, because I know a lot of people will say it's a great season, we finished fifth, FA Cup final win, brilliant, lovely. But we have just blown it today. That was right in our hands, you know. It is beyond frustration, because we had the same chance last year, the Man United game. A game at home, win it, and you're in the Champions League. Today, beat Spurs, we're in the Champions League. And I know we'll look back at lots of other games and say, oh, we won away at Man City, we shouldn't have done that, we shouldn't have lost at home 4-2 to Newcastle. But it was there today. Just win the game.
Yeah, that's all we had to do. Win that game, get them 3 points, hope the other results. And it looked good. And then we've just capitulated at the end again. Made some silly mistakes. One mistake has cost us. I know Schmeichel won us the FA Cup last week. And then that push, an own goal. It's just cost us just silly little mistakes. And like I say, we've had a great season. I think it's been fantastic, but it's just disappointing more than anything. I'm not going to rant and rave at anybody or the players or anything like that. It's just disappointing the way it's just happened the same way it happened last year.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to put the link out there. If anybody wants to click on the link and come and give us their views, they can do. Locks and Tom, you're sticking around for a little bit.
I'm not, mate. I've done.
Are you done?
I'm drained, mate, after that. So many emotions up and down. Look, boys, thanks to everyone for the watch-alongs again. There's 277 of you. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the like. Cheers for watching again, guys. Me and Locks were quite good at one point, and then, well, the wheels fell off, and we'll miss out. I'm a bit like Jamie. I'm glass half full with them this year. It's been a good season, finishing fifth again and getting the FA Cup, but to come so close and miss out again, I think it's just a bit hard to take again. So cheers for watching. I'll see you all soon.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for your watch-alongs, and sorry that it's not happened for us today. Lox, are you sticking around?
I'm off, mate, but I want to pretty much say what Tom was saying, but in general, for the whole season, you know, we've had a load of you watching throughout the whole season since we started doing the watch-alongs against Leeds, I think it was, in October or November, something like that. So, yeah, thanks to all of you for you know, for watching, and everyone who's done the everyone who's subscribed, like, and done the super chats as well, much appreciated. You know what, Phil, though, I was going to say, mate, it's the FA Cup final. If it was at the end of the season, there would be none of this. You know, we've ended the season on a bit of a low here. Obviously, if the FA Cup was at the end of the season like it normally is, it'd be a different mindset, I think. So I think we just need to look back and think we've won a major trophy. But I agree with everyone, you know, it's really hard to take, and all we can do is go again next season and try again. So
yeah. All right, Lox. Well, thanks a lot for the watch along today and all season. We'll let you go then. Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Me and Jamie will stick around and get as many views in as possible. And I think it's quite interesting because we've definitely got Jamie is of the, we've won the FA Cup. You know, we finished fifth. We've had a great season. I guess I'm just trying to dream a bit higher than, I love the FA Cup. I love it. But I am really, really upset that we just, Villa beat Chelsea. You know, it's there. We have to beat Spurs at home, and we were 2-1 up.
Yeah,
you know, it's there for us. I question, Jamie, the fact that when Fofana goes off, obviously that's a big change. I question why have we got two centre halves on the bench, and you don't put either of them on. You put Ndidi back there.
I don't think Mendy did anything wrong today, but I totally agree with you there. We've got two centre halves on the bench. Maybe not Wes, he's not fit enough for the 60 minutes he would have had to play. But Amati's played there all season. But Phil, I'd have loved to be in the Champions League. I'd have actually loved it to be in the Champions League. But it's just one of them things. It's just, I don't know. I'm just disappointed more than anything. I'm trying my hardest not to have a bit of a rant here because we've had a good season. And it's just one of them. I'm just disappointed more than anything, to be honest. I'd have loved to be in the Champions League. But fifth is European football. Would we have been good enough to win the Champions League? Are we good enough to be more competitive in the UEFA Cup? That's how old I am. The Europa League. We've got more of a chance of doing well in the Europa League than we have of the Champions League, I think, personally. A bit more experience. But I know, I'm just disappointed. Just really disappointed, Phil. I don't want to rant and rave because we've had a good season. You know, I like a good rant now and again, but I'm trying to keep calm.
Jamie, listen, the glass is definitely half full. This is the best time of Leicester City's, of me ever supporting Leicester City in 40 odd years. So I love it. But we've just done two seasons in the top four, two full seasons, and then right at the death, we've messed it up. I've got loads and loads of people clicking on, so I'm going to try and get as many on as we can. Get your views in. Let us know what you think. Jono Towers. I'm going to add Jono Towers first. Jono, I'm going to bring people in one by one today, put your full screen and just say what you think. It's a glass half full, half empty. Have we blown it? Are you quite happy? What do you think, Jono?
I'm not really sure what to say. I mean, I'm absolutely gutted that we've blown it. But I'm sort of on the fence between what Jamie's saying and what you're saying. You know, obviously the FA Cup puts a really positive slant on the season, and you can't take that away. We've got some silverware, and not many clubs have got silverware this season, so that's a real positive. But I think you have to ask questions about how we've blown it twice. Last season was a different kettle of fish. We had massive injuries. We had Ryan Bennett as a centre half. This season, yes, we've had injuries, but that's that team out there today had enough to get the result. And we went ahead twice and we were sloppy twice. We let them back in it. Two sloppy moments. When we go up, we seem to just not be able to pass the ball again. And it was, I think it was Mendy passing it out from the back who tried to find Iheanacho and it came straight back. And that's when they won the corner. And then, you know, we know what we like on defending corners. That's another thing that we really need to improve on. Set pieces, not only scoring, but also defending them. It just highlights to me, like I said the other day, I just don't think that we're quite ready for Champions League, which is massively frustrating, because if we'd done it today, I think that the investment would be there and we'd be able to get some players in, and I think we'd be able to compete in the Champions League, at least in the group stages. But yeah, Europa might be... I just hope now that we keep our players. I hope Tielemans can...
Well, that's... Jono, that's exactly what not qualifying for the Champions League may open the door for, is losing some players, because like Ben Chilwell went, like Harry Maguire went, they'll all just suddenly think, hang on, next season maybe the wheels might fall off Leicester City, and actually if I go to Manchester United or Chelsea, I've got more chance. Ben Chilwell is playing in an FA Cup final last week, as we all saw. He is playing in a Champions League final. Well, it's a massive...
Even bigger than that, though, Phil. I think, you know, there was, you know, things being written this week about potentially, you know, Daniel Levy being there today. If they've beaten us in going to tap up Brendan, I wouldn't be surprised if that's conversations being had. We need to keep hold of Brendan. We need to keep hold of Tielemans. Dead cert need to keep hold of those two. We need, if we can keep hold of those two, and then we can add two or three of us, then we could have another great season. But it's really vital that, you know, Top does some great stuff and gets them to sign their contracts. I'm really worried about it now that Tielemans might be off. But
well, there is rumours of Tielemans going to Liverpool. Jono, thanks for joining us. I'm going to try and get as many people on.
Okay, all the best.
Thanks. Cheers. Jamie, that will be potentially some of the problem, won't it? With players,
let's see what the fans say, Phil. Come on, bring them all on. Let's leave that for another discussion later on.
Well, I'm trying to get as many people on as possible. I'm going to add Nick Moore in. Nick.
Hello. Hey. Hey, Nick, guys.
Yes, mate. What do you want to say?
Well, for me, people need to look at the bigger picture. Yes, okay, we played poorly today. It could have gone better. It should have gone better. But look at the bigger picture. We won the FA Cup. How long have we been waiting to win the FA Cup? I wasn't even bloody born the last time we got to the last semi-finals, for God's sake. I'm born in 85. We won the FA Cup. We finished in the top five. All this Brendan going to Spurs. Come off of it. It's not going to happen. Why would he go to Spurs? They finished below us. He loves working for... you know, Top and whatever. Yuri's not going to go. The amount of money it would cost to get Yuri Tielemans, you tell me the clubs that have got that money laying around in their back pocket during COVID. Man City, possibly. But Spurs ain't got it. Arsenal ain't got it. United ain't got it. They know how much it costs to get a player from us, how much it costs. Look up Slabhead, he went for 80 million. Is he worth 80 million? Don't think so.
Yeah. So, again, Nick, thanks for coming on. You're full of positivity. It's great. I'm going to let you go, Nick, so we can get more on. But thanks for coming on.
Clock right, guys. Jamie, I hope I see you in a few years when we can go to Alcudia.
Hopefully, Nick. Hopefully, we'll see you soon.
Sorry, Nick, that was great. I'm going to add a few on now. I'm going to add Gray on, Jack in, Chris in, Elijah in, Jono in, CF as well. Let's just go through one by one. Gray, what's your take on today?
The season wasn't lost today, was it? It was done in a few games. So, you know, it was in our hands. But you look at the Newcastle game, the Fulham game, those games where we should have been picking up points. Hey, I'm happy with the season. You know, I'm more gutted today that my mother-in-law, being a Spurs fan, has pulled it back to 3-3 the season. I was banking on winning 4-2 and taking 20 notes off her, but now it's finished 3-3. It's 15 quid each, so I may as well keep some money.
So at least you've got... Jack, what? How do you feel after that?
Disappointed. You know, we led the game again and then threw it away. Two sloppy goals, and then Gareth Bale finished us off. You know, so at the end of the day, we had a lot to take, didn't we, in our hands. And, you know, it put a lot of pressure on us. We knew we had to win the game today, and we just didn't see it done.
Yeah. Jono, I know there's a lot of people are saying, oh, well, look, the Europa League's more suits us or whatever. But and I hear what Gray said. We didn't lose it today. But, Jono, we did lose it today. We lost the match. If we win today's match, I know all the other games that Gray's talking about. Yes, we did blow it there. But today, you win the match, you're in Champions League.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, we did. Yeah, we lost. But I just can't help thinking we've actually had a brilliant. If you said to me, beginning of the season, right, you come fourth. And that's it. And then, oh, but next season you come fourth in the group stage and get nothing. I'd rather us win the FA Cup, go to Europa League and go further, and go next season in fourth place with nothing and got dropped out in the group stage and go back in Europa League anyway. This Lee Chappie said on Don Robbie said, you don't get a medal for coming fourth. You get a medal, you get a trophy for winning the FA Cup. You don't get a trophy coming top four. We got the FA Cup, and then we'll go into Europa League and do really well, hopefully. But next season, we could get Champions League and come fourth and get nothing. Not even Europa League. That could happen. So we won a trophy this year. Let's be happy. We won the FA Cup. We've waited for that for 40, 50 years for that trophy. And when we won that trophy, everyone was so happy. Like, well, weeks of build-up for that trophy. We won that trophy. And then I'm not unhappy in the season for one day. We lost. We didn't get Champions League, but we got Europe and we got the trophy. Right, Man City might win EFL, Premier League, and Champions League. We're the only other club in this country that's won a major trophy. So that's my opinion.
Elijah, what's your take on it?
I mean, I'm looking at things really, really big picture at the moment. We're a club that is building. You know, like let's not forget where we were recently enough. Yeah. So, all things considered, the level that we have reached at the moment is that Europa League level. I would rather that we go into there and we can start pulling in players like Soumaré and start pulling in some of the signings that we're looking at this season. Those kinds of players who can grow and develop with the club, develop an affinity for the club, and won't just leave us if we have an off season. And then we can start moving up towards the Champions League level. I would rather that than we go to the Champions League. All things considered, we are going to get some players back next season from injury. But I think even at our fullest depth, if we suffer a couple injuries, I would see us finishing third in our group and dropping into the Europa League. We'll build more status if we do well in a Europa League group, go far in that tournament, then crash out in third in the Champions League, or worse yet, crash out in the group stage to begin with in fourth, especially in the greater context of English teams as a whole. I think it's quintessential that we try to keep Brendan, but considering the fact that Spurs is our biggest threat, they finished below us in the league, they're going to lose Harry Kane and Gareth Bale this summer, I can't see him leaving. And honestly, and if some players want to leave Leicester because of the way that we finished this season, then I don't know that they would be a part of the greater build that Leicester City is doing. I want players that are dedicated to the club and want to be a part of that development.
That's fair enough. Let's CF 31. I forget your real name, mate. I can only see what you put on there. What is your real name for a start?
Charlie.
What do you think for it today?
Can you hear me all right, by the way? I tend to have a bit of trouble with audio.
Yeah, say what you want to say.
I think it's a lot of people are saying to not be so negative at the moment. Kind of have to be negative because we did miss out on Champions League after such a long time being in the top four, but yeah, in the grand scheme of things, it's a good season. And
yeah,
I can't remember what your name was, but I think you explained it really well. That it's, we need to focus on the bigger picture and building the club up, and yeah, we're probably better suited in the Europa League and going far. So
brilliant. I'm going to let you go because it is crackling a bit, but thanks a lot for clicking in. Chris, what would you like to say?
Yeah. Well, you know, a few weeks ago you asked me what I would rate this season, and I said to you it was a 7 out of 10. That was before we won the FA Cup. You know, with the FA Cup, I'd say it's a solid 8 out of 10. You know, we started off, we knew the home form was going to kill us, and it did, and it's done it again today. But at the same time, you know, we can't really complain because we're not we're not, you know, back in the championship. We're not, we're competing in Europe again. Okay, it's the Europa League, but we're competing in Europe again. We're still competing in Europe. We're still, you know, with other teams, just as tough as we are, you know, and as it stands at the moment, we're just not good enough for Champions League. I agree completely with what the guy said. If we got Champions League, would we have stayed there? You know, but, would we have been knocked out in the group stages? You just don't know.
But I'm gonna switch this. I'll ask this to Ross because he's just joined us. I get it what you're all saying, and a lot of you are saying, look, if you'd offered me the start of the season, I am fed up of hearing that one because I'm not. I was offering it you with 20 minutes to go. We had to beat Spurs and we're in the Champions League. So I do understand that the start of the season, yes, if you offer me that next season, yes, because as a Leicester fan. But we want the media to take us serious. We moan as Leicester fans. Why don't they call us a big club or a top six club? If we're going to have a small-time mentality where we're just grateful for existing. Ross, I'm just like, we have 20 minutes to go and we were in the Champions League. And that's my frustration. And we had the same last season against Man United. What's your take, Ross? You need to unmute your mic.
Yeah, there we go. There we go, sorry. Like I said, I would have took an FA Cup win over a top four any time of these... Of anything at all, you know, as Jordy John.
Yes, but there, Ross, I get that, Ross. But what I'm trying to say is that with 20 minutes to go, with half an hour, with 40 today it was in our hands in the end. So I get all this retrospective, yeah, but yeah. I'm talking about today. We blew it.
It was, I mean, obviously,
and people seem frightened to say it, but we blew it today, didn't we?
I think we did in the way because obviously we were 2-1 up. We had 20 minutes to go. I mean, that own goal, I mean, that was just unfortunate. I mean, I thought it was handball from Harry Kane for their goal.
It was.
And then the fourth goal, it just summed up our season, meaning regarding that top four. But I've never said it's been a fantastic season. Won a domestic trophy. But that fourth goal, Bailey just walked through like there was nobody there. And... you know, the only thing, I mean, I don't know if you hear the final whistle, there was not one single boo at all. Because usually with teams, when they've lost the game, you know, they always end up booing and stuff. I think there was more cheers. There was no boo at all. I get what you're saying. You know, obviously with 20 minutes to go, you took one up. But it's one of the things, and we just didn't finish the last hurdle, the last mile. And we go again. We go again for next season.
That's the thing that also sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Ross, but that comment when it said about losing JJ and losing Evans and everything to injury, that seriously helped us, shall we say, lose our way. You know, that I mean, when we lost JJ, that was a big kill for Leicester. You know, losing Evans has been rock solid. And he's not been able to play these past few games because of his foot injury. Unfortunately, we've just been up against it. We've had some injuries. I'm not gonna use that as an excuse because there's been times where we've been absolute rubbish. Let's be honest. But we've had some clinical injuries. Let's say with JJ and Evans, we've had clinical.
It's not just today though. Some of the results that have happened this season. You know, Newcastle's at home. And our home form has been really poor this season. And if it wasn't for the away form, we wouldn't be in the top seven. Never mind the top four, top five. And you know, and the results like Newcastle's and your Fulham's, Arsenal's, Leeds, the West Ham ones. So that didn't help the COVID five situation. You know, them results have not. It's not just today because obviously, you know, end of the day, we lost 4-2. It's one of them things. But them results have cost us that top four. Even if we'd have just won one of them games, we'd be third or fourth. But it's one of them things, we go again, and next season we'll rebuild on it. Maybe we'll win the Europa League.
Well, maybe. Or maybe we'll get to the round of 16 or 32, wherever we did like this year, and we put out some of the reserves, so I'm not convinced about that one either. I sound a bit negative. I'm really sorry. Reedy, give us your views.
I think, to be honest, well, everyone's telling me like, oh, Brendan Rodgers has bottled it again. Honestly, I've got to blame the players in some way. Obviously, today you don't, I think today you've got to bring Brendan Rodgers because of the way he changed up the system. When Fofana came off, he put Ndidi in the back, yes. But then he brings on Ricardo Pereira to try and defend the game out when we're winning 2-1, which I don't think should have been right. Yes, we played all right then, but we were just going to kill ourselves if we got if they scored, and they did. So, but yeah, I think throughout the season, I think it's been the players' fault. We've just not been able to get the results we needed. Like I say, Southampton, 10 men. We did it against Crystal Palace, yes. Same thing we should have done against Southampton. But I think, like I say, it's how is it, again, coming down to the wire on the last day? After, like, 1 point, even if we had one extra point, we probably would have done it. And it's, yeah. I know what you mean with what you're saying. I think you could have done it all in one day. And today is the day. And we didn't do it for it. And I think the massive thing today was Wesley Fofana. That's the reason we came out, I think, today. Because when he got injured, I think that was such a big punch to our stomachs about it. And like I said, Johnny Evans losing Fofana. And even no one's talked about Barnes. He's another massive goal contribution to us.
Should have put big words on.
Go on, Jamie. We were still winning.
Ago, with 15 minutes ago, we were still 2-1 up.
Yeah.
And I'm more disappointed than anything. I've been sitting here, I've been looking at the comments and reading the comments, and there's a lot of people saying negativity. I know I'm happy with the way the season's gone, but to be honest, I'm with you, Phil, really. I wanted to come on here and have a right good rant, but then you get all kinds of comments saying, well, we've had a great season, we've done this, done that. But have we had a great season? Just because we've won the FA Cup and finished fifth?
People seem to think it papers over the cracks. I'm sorry.
We've lost 9 games at home so far this season. 9 games, and we've still finished fifth. Can you imagine if this had been a normal season with crowds in there and we'd lost this many games? It wouldn't have happened. We wouldn't have been nowhere near because the away form, it's because there's been a lack of crowds that our away form has been good. And I'm disappointed. There is negative comments, yes, and I agree. We should have qualified for the Champions League. We should have qualified for the Champions League about a month ago before the semi-final of the FA Cup. It's just not been good enough. Our home form has not been good enough. And all these people saying, oh, yeah, well, look where we were 10 years ago or 11 years ago, how many years it was in the we're in League One. It's not there. It's now. It's now that counts.
We should have got both the FA Cup and Champions League this year.
It doesn't matter about the Champions League. It's now. We've not performed when we needed to perform. We did it last year. We did it this year.
Exactly.
We've dropped a bollock yet again. It's not being good enough. Our home form is not being good enough. Some of the home form has been bang average. Yes, we've played well. Yes, we've played good. And it's okay saying, oh, yeah, well, we'll go on to next year. We've got next year. We said that last year. We'll learn by mistakes. Have we really learned by our mistakes this year? The same things happened. It's come down to the last game. It shouldn't have happened on the last game. 2 games on the trot, 2 years on the trot, it's happened. It shouldn't have happened. Our home form, we've made silly mistakes and we haven't done the job in the first 37 games. It's come down to the 38th game.
I agree.
It shouldn't have come down to the 38th game. It should have been done before the semi-final. We should have been clear. Last year, we were 10 points or 12 points clear. I can't remember, Man U.
16.
This year, we were 7 or 8 points clear of Chelsea. Now, all of a sudden, they've gone above us. Liverpool have gone above us. And we needed other results to go our way. And it did happen. So, that's it.
I agree.
Just because we won the FA Cup. I'm over the moon we've won the FA Cup. You know what I'm like? I'm old school, a bit like you, Phil. I love the FA Cup. The magic of the FA Cup, fantastic. And I've been saying for weeks, you do not get on your CV, and we finished top 4. You get trophies. We needed trophies. We got the trophy. It's on the CV. But it's not down to one game again. And failed again.
We should have had both. We should have had both.
Last season, the wheels fell off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last game of the season again. Maybe it's the last game of the season our boys don't like when we've got to play for something. And Jamie's right. Yeah, we should have qualified a month ago. But look, we're going to keep hold of Brendan in the summer. Nuno's going to end up at Spurs. So we've just got to get Yuri to sign, really, haven't we?
Yeah, go on, Jack. What do you want to say before we go?
The FA Cup win doesn't paper over the cracks of giving up on top 4 again, does it? It's 2 seasons in a row now, like Jamie said. It's disappointing again. you know, and then we sit there last season, oh, we'll put it better on next season. This is next season, and what have we done? We've done it again, and people are laughing at us, isn't it? You know what I mean? And, you know, what would we have said if we didn't win the FA Cup? Do you get what I'm saying? People would have been fuming. I just think people are sitting there happy to sit there and say, oh, yeah, we won the FA Cup. Oh, it doesn't matter about top four. Of course it does. You're still in another competition to go and get the top four. And have Leicester done it? No, they've not. Now people are happy to sit there and say, oh, yeah, but we're in the Europa League. We've won the FA Cup. It's not, I wouldn't say put a damper on the FA Cup because I'm proud of the boys that have actually done that. But you know what I mean? You've been so worked hard this season and we've threw away the stupidest of games. We just seem to not learn our lesson from those previous season before. When Brendan said at the start of the season, oh, well, we'll learn from our mistakes from last season. Well, have we really done that? We've not. We've lost to teams like a Bournemouth or a Watford and that again. And it's just like we're going round in circles and fans don't seem to see the bigger picture.
It's an interesting one. Listen, everybody, thanks for joining us. Tomorrow night, we're going to be going all through this again at 7:30 Monday nights with me. We'll be looking back at the whole season, but it is with a bit of disappointment. I know it's been overall, yes, like we keep saying, we'd have all took it at the start of the season, fifth and an FA Cup finish. So generally, it's been a cracking season. I guess just today, it was in our hands because Chelsea lost. But Jamie, thanks, yeah, great. Go on, Jamie.
Just say one thing. This comment here, Patrick Cook, might as well send the FA Cup back. Disrespectful. I'm not being disrespectful. Everyone knows that I wanted to win the FA Cup. Everyone knows how much I love that FA Cup. It's part of the magic of the world. It's the biggest competition in the world, bigger than the World Cup. So to say I'm being disrespectful to the FA Cup, Patrick, you're totally wrong there. We've blown it. Nothing to do with the FA Cup. We've blown it. It's simple as we've blown it for again qualifying in the Champions League. Yes, we've qualified for Europa League, but we've blown it 2 years on the trot. Yes, it has been a good season, but we've blown the Champions League. Can you imagine if we hadn't won the FA Cup last week, what would have happened then? I'm not being disrespectful, Patrick, at all about the FA Cup. If everyone knows me, you know how much I love that FA Cup. So I'm not being disrespectful at all.
Yeah. No, that's fine, Jamie. And I do get this. There's a whole mixed bag of opinions from us lot, from people reading. There's two sides to this coin.
Jamie was going into beast mode then.
We're going to do more of this tomorrow night. So great, Jack.
Renewing your season tickets. Of course, we will be back in the boys next season and getting in that stadium, Patrick. We'll be getting behind them like ever before. They've missed us and we've missed them. You know, it's about backing your football club. You just don't sit there and not renew your season ticket because that makes you a plastic and whatever not. You know, we'll be back in the boys next season in 2021, 22, whatever. We'll be there.
All I will say is, Rogers, we need backup. We need backup. That's the thing this season has cost us.
It's going to be a big
backup
window, Chris.
Well, again tomorrow night, we will be talking about January transfer windows because there's lots of things to pick the bones out of and say just a little bit and we could have got over that line. 15 minutes, that's how far away we were from doing it today. Anyway, listen, thanks everybody for joining us on the stream. Thanks for Jack. Thanks for Lox. Thanks for Tom doing the watch-along. Jamie, Reedy, Jono, Elijah, Chris. I'm sorry we haven't enough time, but come back tomorrow, 7:30. Jack's live on Wednesday at about 8 o'clock. So, and Friday night. We've got all week to pick the bones out of what's gone on because there is a lot to chat about. So thanks for everybody's comments. Thanks for all you lot. Thanks mostly as well for all your different comments that we've got in here. We literally have got two sides of the coin there. Keith says, let's blame Puel. Yeah, why not? It's his fault. It's always his fault. Keep your comments coming in. If you can like and share the video, that would be amazing. Overall, a fantastic season. FA Cup winners and all that. Just 15 minutes away from doing a fantastic job of getting to the Champions League. Nearly. Maybe next year.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. With special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Feed Me, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Weight Interiors, and our chosen charity, Memphis UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans' debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.